Night time. What's the first time? It says that if you invite guests over your house on Shabbos and you write a ksav before Shabbos, the list of all the guests that were invited and a list of all the food you have prepared, you're not allowed to read that list on Shabbos. Why not? My time. Says Rashi, Avolim min aksav. What's wrong with doing it from aksav? Rav Bevi, Rav Beboy, Omar, Gzeira Shema Yimchik. So Gzeira, maybe you come to erase it. If you're going to read the ksav on Shabbos, we're afraid you'll come to erase it. So Rashi Shema Yimchik. Mina Orchim, you'll erase some of the Orchim, some of the guests you invited. Why? Sheyirah Shleihechen Lehem called Tzorchim. On Shabbos to see, you don't have enough portions or enough seats for everybody. The Yischarit Shazim and Yaisim and Aroi. And you're going to feel bad you invited so many people on Shabbos, or before Shabbos invited them. Mele V'yimchum in Aksav, Kadosh Leyikruam HaShamash. You'll erase it from the Aksav today when the Shamash announces all the people that are invited to come sit down, the Shamash shouldn't read off like 25 names, only read off 22 names. So that's what we're afraid. We're afraid the Baal HaBos will see he invited too many people, he doesn't have enough seats, so mainly he'll erase it on Shabbos. So therefore you're not allowed to read from the Ksav. Abaye Ram, a different Gzeirah. Abaye Ram, Gzeirah, Shem, Yikorei, B'Shtori, Hadjoitis. We're afraid if you're going to read this piece of paper, you'll come to read other Shtori, Hadjoitis, which is also to read on Shabbos. So Rashi learns, Kol Hani, a lot of times the Gemaras you have, Shema Yukor B'Shtori HaJaitis, so we'll see later, other things that are also to read. Maybe you come to read Shtori HaJaitis, it's Rashi, Shom Mekach HaMemcha Komer. That means a shtar about your business papers, about Mekach HaMemcha, about the checks, about the invoice, how much you have to pay, that you're not allowed to read on Shabbos. So Mela, they asked you to read this piece of paper, because maybe you come to read other Shtori HaJaitis, Stam Shtoris, about Mekach HaMemcha, which is also to read on Shabbos. These are the two tamim for the gzeiros. So the more amay benayu, what's the chil between both tamim? If you have the ksav written on the wall, omidloi, and it's very high up on the wall, if the gzeiros, maybe you come to erase it. That's why you can't read a piece of paper on Shabbos. Is loichashinan. Here, we're not choshish you come to erase it, because since it's written on the wall high up, we're not afraid you go on top of the wall to erase it. You can't get there. Rashi the Kosim Minyona Akoisa B'joy. It was written with ink on the wall, or midlay, it's high up. She'eno Magia L'Sham Limchug. You can't get there so easy to erase it. So, Mela, we're not afraid you come to erase it, it'll be mutter. Avolaman de Yom Hashem Yikorei, but if we're afraid if you come to read this, you read other Shtori Hedjoitis, is Chashinen. Even if it's on top of the wall, still will be Yosef. Freddy Gemara. Ulaman de Yom Hashem Yimchug. The man the Yom that says the Gzeirah Shem Yimchoik, Necha Shem Yikorei, hey, why isn't he also afraid of the Gzeirah you come to read other story, Hadjaitis? See, even though it's written on top of the wall, you can't erase it, it should be also according to him also. Maybe you come to read other stories. Vesu, L'Shem Yimchoik, L'Chashina, not also a Shver. You're telling me in Afgamina, if it's written high on top of the wall, that you can't erase it. So at that time, will be Mutter. So not tomorrow night, there's a light plug. When they were born asked something, they asked the B'chol Eifanim. To be about sometimes it could be erased, they should ask for it all over. Where's the Raya? For your Tanya, we learned Aloha before. Lo Yikora Lor Haner. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to read from the light of a candle. If you only have a candle that's lit, you're not allowed to read from it on Shabbos. Why? Because we're afraid Shemayata. Maybe the light will start flickering, go out. We're afraid on Shabbos you'll come to move the wick towards you, and you'll be over Mavir. Is the Yama Rabba, Afilu Gavoye Shtei Kaimas, Afilu this wick, Afilu the lamp, is very high up, it's two kaimas, two heights up. Afilu Gavoye Shtei Madois, another measurement is very high up. Afilu Asarabat and Zua Gavizu, Afilu was on the 10th floor, and you're on the bottom. So, Chura, there's no really Shemi Yata, you can't even reach it. Still, we say Lo Yikori. Still, you're not allowed to read. Why? Because the Rabbanim made it like plug. Once they said you're not allowed to read in front of a candlelight, might not mean that if the candlelight is next to you, or it's very, very high up that you can't touch it, there's a light plug. So go here also. Once you say you're not allowed to read something from a ksav, because there's afraid maybe you come to erase it, it's a shver. What's the chashash here? So Rashi, Ulaman diyom Hashem Yikora, Hecha deleka lemecha Hashem Yikora, Lecha Hashem Yimchik. I call upon him, let's be afraid, Shema Yimchik, let's be afraid. So Bimara, Elika Benayu, the Kosa of Akoisel, there's an Afkamina where it was written on the Koisel, Elika Benayu, the Kosa of Akoisel, it was written on the Koisel, O Mr. So, and Achnami, it's on the bottom, it's low down. Yeah. So we're being chayzer so far. Al satam Hashem yimchak l'churit shebiyasa roll over. Even though it's written very high up in the wall, so what? Once the Rabbanim made a gzera that we're afraid you come to erase it, so the gzera applies all over. So where's the nafkamina? Nafakert. Halika benayu the cost of a koisel. It's written on the koisel on the wall or mitzvah, and it's very low down. Is lamad the yom Hashem yimchak chashinan in a chanami. There is the chash. Maybe you come to erase it. Since it's on the wall and it's reachable, Savad is Xer, you come to erase it. Avulaman, the Yom Hashem Yukoro. Let the man the Yom, it says the whole Xer is. Al Shem Yukoro, we're afraid that what? That maybe you come to reach, Tori Hajotis, Loi Chashinan. Here we're not Choshish. Why not? Val Guda, Bishdoro, La Mechlev. People won't make a mistake between a wall and a Star Hajotis. Hey, people, they'll see you're allowed to read something off the wall, they'll know the wall is different. The wall is not a star. They won't come to read their business reports on Shabbos if they're going to read something on the wall. So, therefore, the gzera you don't have. Bechlal, it's not called a star. Ma'ashenken, if the gzera is Mishem Shem Yimchot, then no blay bosa. See, that's an afkamina. For the Gemara, though, good. Avolaman di yom Hashem yikara. Let the man di yom, you're telling me, the gzera is maybe you reach Dori Ajaitis. So you want to say if it's written on the wall, then it'll be mutter. Because on the wall, people won't make a mistake between reading something off the wall and reading a star. But for the Gemara, Abalecha Shem Yimchok, why isn't he also asking to that Gzeira, maybe you come to erase it? It's a good time. So even if it's written on the wall, it should still be Yosef to read it. Because maybe you come to erase it. Trash Laman Diyama Shem Yikara. Hecha Deleka Lamecha Hashem Yikara. Like you're saying on the wall, there's no Gzeir you come to reach Dori Adjoitis, because the wall is different than a star of a lechot Hashem Yimchot. Why aren't we still afraid? Maybe you come to erase the Ksav. Like this, both times should apply. Like, what's enough Kamina? Elo Zakti Gemara, Ikeb B'nai, what tell you? The Chayik, it was carved out, a tavla on a board, V'yat Pinkis, another type of a board. On something, it was carved out on a piece of board. Trashi, the Chayik, carved out the sakin with a knife, V'toychet, into the wood, the tavla on a board, it's very hard to erase it. If you want to erase something that's written that's scratched out in the board, you might have to cut out all the wood there. While you're starting to cut out all the wood, you remember Treyu Shabbos, as if you have the ksav written on a piece of wood that's carved out in the wood, here there's no chash you come to erase it. Yeah. So here's an afkamina. Ike benayu, the chayik atavli batpintis. If you're afraid you come to erase it, here, since your list is carved out on a wood, we're not afraid you come to mama scrape out all the wood on Shabbos. That's too big of a mindset. Remember today's Shabbos, and you won't do it. But the man yom says we're afraid. If you read this ksav, you come to read other story adjoitis, it's chashinan. Here we have the chash. Hey, it's a tavla, that means a piece of wood, looks like a star, we'll make the chash. So the Gemara Vayta Laman the Yom Hashem Yimchok, still it's shver. Good, you say Laman the Yom Hashem the Gzer is. Maybe you come to erase it. So mainly where it's carved out on a piece of wood, there's no Gzer you come to erase it. Of Alech Hashem Yikara. Why isn't he afraid of the other Gzerim? If you're going to read this Ksav, maybe you come to read other story Adjoitis. And we're saying now with Pinkus, is also Shaykh and Gzer. If you read something off a board, you come to read something off a piece of paper, off the star. V'chitei Motavla Pinkus. Maybe this is the Svaratakam. That just like we said before, if you have something written on the wall, you're allowed to read it off the wall because we're not afraid you come to read a star. Because a star and a wall are two different things. So maybe something written on a piece of wood is also different than a star. So that's what this Svarah holds. Since it's written on a piece of wood, so Manashach, they hold, you won't make the Gzerim. Because it looks different than a star. Al Shem Yimchot, you come to race, it doesn't apply here either. So the Gemara name, Vatanya, we're not like that. Vatanya, Moina Odom, Kama Mibifnim. A person is allowed to read off a list of the Choshva people he invited that he wants to sit Eifanun. He wants to sit them in front, all the way up in the dais. He wants to sit them. But Kama Mibachutz, how many people is he going to put outside, not in the Choshva seat? He has a right to read it off. But Kama Monois Osir Lenechafnim. And he has a whole piece of paper written down how many portions food he needs for these people and for that people. Where is he allowed to read this from? Miksav Shagavia Koisel. He's allowed to read it if he had it written down on the wall. Avolay Miksav is not allowed to read it if it was only written down Shagave Tavlo Pintis. If he had it only written down on a piece of wood, he's not allowed to read it on Shabbos. So the Chura, you see, there's a gzeiro, that if you read it off the piece of wood, we're afraid you come to reach Tori Hedjotis. So you see, it is Shaykh in the gzeiro. Rashi, kama bifnim, kama bachutz. Es mi umi oishe bifnim. Which people I'm going to sit inside? Mibmokim hamachuba, the dais up front. Ves mi umi oishe bachutz, shene kokach svunim. People are not so choshiv, then I'll let them sit outside. Avoloi miksav shagabi tavlo pintis. Why? The gude bishtara lemechle. There's a difference. If it's written on the wall, it's mutter, because there's no gzeri. If you read something off the wall, you come to read a shtar hedjotis. You come to read your business reports. Because that's a shtar, and this is on the wall. Avol tavlo pinkas mechlof. But you see, there is the gzeri, and now let her read something on a piece of wood that's written on the wood, because there's a gzeri. If you read off the wood, you come to read your business reports, which is a shtar. So, Melo with Srik Shver, it should be also according to everybody to read off the piece of wood. So, the Gemara Hechidomi, what's this last price talking about? Ilay modi kosev michtav, if it's written a regular ksav, bidyoi anink. The Chura, both places should be osur. What's the difference if it's written on the wall or it's written on a piece of wood? If it's written in ink, then the gzeirish shem yimchuk, like we said before. We're afraid if you have a list, which guest you invited, maybe on Shabbos you can have charoti, you invited certain people, you don't have enough room for them, so on Shabbos it comes to erase the list. So if it's written on ink, on the wall, then it should be us on the wall also. Why does the Brisa say on the wall it's mutter, on a piece of wood it's usser? What's the difference? If the gzeir is m'shem yimchik, it should be us in both places. El alad yap, that sign this Brisa, the chayik. We're talking about not that it was written with ink, but it was carved out. It was carved out in the wall and carved out on a piece of wood. So m'shem shem yimchik you don't have. We're not afraid you come to erase it, because it's very hard to erase it. You have to scratch out all the wood, that we're not afraid of. It says you're allowed to read it if it's written on the koisel. But you're not allowed to read something if it's on the board. So you see, something written on boards on a piece of wood, we are afraid the gzeira of a shtari hedjotis. So it should be also according to everybody. Like, where's the nafkamina baita? So the more elo liyelam atayya the kosev akoisel. I tell you, the emesim we're talking about now, where it's written on the wall, or midloy, and it's written very high up in the wall. It's like written with the regular ksav, but it's written on the wall high up. That's where the Brice is talking about that says it's mutter. Or the kokashaluch, yadakasha the rabba, yadakasha that rabba said, that well, whenever the rabbon are making zera, there's a light plug. It's us to roll over. In other words, what's the teretz now? That it's written on the wall. So on the wall, it's always mutter, mishum shtori head yotis, we don't make any zeras. Because the wall, everybody knows, is not a shtar. Now, what's the shaila here, though? So we're saying, no, it's written taker in ink. And if it's written in ink, the gzera al shtar doesn't apply in the wall. But the kasher is, it should still be yosa, because maybe you come to erase it. The teretz says, no, we're talking about on the wall, high up on the wall. And high up on the wall, there's no gzera you come to erase it, because you can't reach it. So the teretz is like this now. We're talking about now that, really, if it's on the piece of wood, hacked out, mishum shtaris, we don't make the gzera. On a piece of wood, there's no gzera mishum shtaris. Shtaris are also different than a shtar. So on the wood, it will be mutter. Now, why here is it osir? Because it's talking about what's written on ink. It's not carved out, nor it's written in ink. And ink, the gzera is mev shem yimchik. Al shtaris, we're not afraid because the board looks different than shtar shtaris. Now, we're afraid maybe you come to erase it. So on a board, it's osir to read it because you can erase it. Mashenkin on the wall, we're talking about where it's high up on the wall, and we say since it's high up, you can't get there, you can't erase it. Before we ask the kash, the rabbanon always makes the zera loy plug, even though now that it's high up, you can't reach it, but if it's low, you could reach it. It's also, the rabbanon asked it even when it's high up. Like Rabbi said, you're not allowed to read in front of an or haner. Why? Because Shem Meyate, maybe you pull the wick towards you. Even though the ner is very high up, you can't reach it, still it's also. So the Chur here, it should be Yasser also, even though the Ksav is written very high in the wall, you can't reach it, but still also, maybe you come to erase it. And if the Gemara name, the Rabba Tanoihi, I tell you, that's swore that Rabbi says, Rabbana make a lay plug, and ask it all over, it's not according to everybody. That's the Machlokes Tanoihim. And this price holds on like that, this price holds its mutter. The Tanya, we learned, Moina Odom es Orchov v'es Paparoisa Mipiv. A person is allowed to read off by in his mouth. As he remembers it, but in his mind, he's not like say it out. I invited this and this amount of guests, and I have this amount of portions for everybody. but you're not allowed to read it from a ksav. You have it written down on a piece of paper. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to read that piece of paper of how many guests you have invited and how many portions you have prepared. Rav Acha matir. Rav Acha was matir, though, to read it. Miksav shagab yakoisel. He was matir to read it if it was written on the wall. If you have your list written on the wall, how many people you invited and how many portions you have prepared, on the wall you're allowed to read. Fred Gemara Hechidomi, what are we talking about that it's mutter? Eli Mudakosiv Mitisom, if it's written low on the wall that you could reach it, the Zuchur it's also Shver. Lecha Shemi Yimchuk, why aren't we afraid? Maybe you come to erase it. It's Mashmit says Michtov. A Michtov Shagab Yakos, Mashmit's written on the wall. So if it's written low down on the wall, someplace that you could reach, the Zuchur there should be the Gzera Shemi Yimchuk. Let's be afraid, you come to erase it. Elo Lazar Gemara, the Kosav Omidli. I tell you, it's talking about what's written on the wall, but high up on the wall. So Raya, that this Tana does not like Rabbah. This Tana knows that if it's written on the wall, high up, that there's no Gzera or Shema Yimchot, you can't reach it, we don't ask you. Let's say it's a light plug, once they ask us someplace, it's us to roll over. This Tana thinks it's on Rabbah. This Tana holds no. They only ask it when it's Shaykh, you come to erase it. So where it's written on low on the wall, then Taka it's Asr. If it's written high on the wall, then it's Mutter. There's no Shema Yimchot. Russia, the rabbi Tanoihi, the Ika de Chayish Lishleticholik, some are Choshir, they made a light plug, the Yisra Shabbat, the Rabbon, the Ika de Mafflik, some said no, there was a Chilik. Lech Hashem Yimchik, the Rabacha Koysel Davka Nokat, Vimati Soy, Mali Koysel, Mali Geras, what's the difference? Tell him, he doesn't know the odds if it's high up, so that's Nafkamina. If it's high up, since you can't reach it, he holds we're not afraid you come to erase it. Let's make a light plug. Since it's also when it's low, it should be also all over. That's the machlokes. That's the nafkamina. The halacha both time I brought down. You're not supposed to read this piece of paper if you have your list of who you invited. It's also to read it. Machlokes both of these tamin. There's a gzera, maybe you come to race on Shabbos, and there's also a gzera of shtori hadjoitis. The shal halacha, as we'll see later about this in Shin Zayin, the shal is ledvar mitzvah, it's mutter or not. Chor Nafkamina, Vashamish and Shul on Shabbos once has a list of all the announcements to make. So he writes down his announcements before Shabbos. The Shalom, if you let her read it or not. Poshe should be also to read it after he's too gzeris. Maybe you'll see Echveis, the list is too long. He doesn't have time to read it all off. He'll have to erase some of the announcements. Or maybe it's gzeris, Mishum Shtori Hajaitis. So the Dvar Mitzvah, some people are making as a kulam. If you're doing the Dvar Mitzvah, then it's mutter. If you have announcements in the gate, the Dvar Mitzvah should be mutter. Who are the Neshama make also? If you have a Sudishal Mitzvah, then it's mutter to read off the Ksav. If you invite the people to a Bar Mitzvah, to a Sudishal Mitzvah, maybe then the Sad also to be making. Right. So tomorrow, Vahani Tanoi Kani Tanoi. This Machlokes Tanoim is told in another Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya. Ein Royin B'mara B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to look in the mirror on Shabbos. You can't use a mirror. So Drashi, Ein Royin B'mara, Lefi Sharoya B'mara, Ein Asarachel L'Sakin Cyrus. Roisha, usually why you look in the mirror for? To see how good your hair, if it's in shape or not. Viziknoi, your beard. Hilka chashinam, we're afraid. Shema yira nimen hamudzelis. Maybe you'll see in the mirror you have some hair sticking out. Sheinam shavas, it's not straight with the other hairs. Im shahasar. V'yogolcham. And we're afraid you'll come to cut it off. So that's the xeri, you shouldn't look in the mirror on Shabbos. Rabbi Meir Mater b'mara k'fuah b'koisel. Rabbi Meir's mater, know if the mirror is k'fuah on the koisel, then he's mater. What's the difference if it's kfu on the koisel? Why is it mutter? Because in between you come to remember. As if it's kfu on the wall, that means you can't use it right now. You can't take it off the wall. Elamai, you'll have to walk home to find yourself a scissors. So while you're walking home, we're not afraid you come to, you remember today's Shabbos. If it's not kvu on the wall also, you have to go home and get a scissors. So what do I care if it's kvu, if it's tied on the wall, not tied on the wall, in both cases. All you're doing now, looking at the mirror, and you see something's wrong with your hair. So what do you have to do now? You have to go home and get a scissors. So what's the difference if it's kvu or not kvu? So Gemara, the Nafkamina is talking about here where it's a mirror made out of metal. At least the bottom part of the mirror had a metal piece to it. The Yom Rav Nachman Amarabba Barahua. Mifneima Omru Marish Shomatris Osir Asura. How can we not let you use a mirror on Shabbos that has a metal piece in the bottom. Mipnei shodim osu lahashir bo neimen hamudolim. The Torah says because you use the mirror itself to cut off your hair. If the bottom part of the mirror is sharp, that you could use it to cut. So you look at the mirror, you'll see some hairs are sticking out. So it's exerting to come to use the mirror right now and cut off your hair. So it depends if the misokavu is lavdavkum. That means if it has a metal piece or sharp end that you can use it to cut off, it's also to use the mirror on Shabbos. And if it's not a metal piece, if it's not a sharp thing, then it's mutter to use the mirror on Shabbos. So Mekitzi spoke up, it's mutter to use the mizman as there. Because our mirrors doesn't have any sharp parts, so it's not a derech now to use the mirror to cut off your hair with. So Mel is no gzer, you come to cut it off. Right. Tana Rabbon, Yiksav HaMahalech Tachas HaTzura. If you have under a tzura picture, you have a little lettering. You have a little children. Yiksav HaMahalech Tachas HaTzura. You have a ksav, some lettering, words, underneath the picture. V'Tachas HaTzuknes. Or else you have an image. You have an image of somebody. And you have underneath the image, also you have a ksav, a few words written on the bottom. Who he is, about him a little bit. Is also the grace of the Shabbos. You're not allowed to read this ksav on Shabbos. Strashi ksav amal atachas atzura v'atachas atyuknes. Kegoyim b'nei yodom hamatsoyorim b'koysol. Chayis mishunis. They have pictures on the wall of different type of animals. Or diyuknes shob b'nei yodom. They have images of people. Shel maisim. Kegoyim mechomas, David v'golias. Hey, it's a portion of a statue of David and Golias. V'koysol tachteh zu tzuras chayis plenis. Underneath is written, this is Leo the Lion, has written underneath it. V'zu diyuknes pleni plenis. This is the picture of Yanim and Yanim. You have the underneath it written. Is also the grace of a Shabbos. Why Shvaita, same Xeris. Shemi Yikora B'Shtori Adjoitis. If you come to read this Ksav, we're afraid you read other story Adjoitis, which is also to read on Shabbos. So the Gemara, Diyukne Atzmoi Af B'chol Osla Stako Bo. You should know what Diyukne, that means the image of a person, you're not allowed to look, even in the middle of the weekday, you can't look there. Mishum Shinema, the Pasuk says, Atifnu El Holilim. Don't turn around towards the Getchkis. My Talmud, how do we see from this Pasuk? Omer Rav Chona, now Tifnu El Midaitchem. Don't turn away to a Getchka that you made up yourself. The Drashi, El Midaitchem, El Asher Atem Oysim Midat Levavchem Mechalal Shalachem. Has that that you make a Getchka yourself, don't turn and don't even look at it. Alilim Zokum Chalolim. Yeah, you shouldn't look at it. So Tois learns here what it means to say. Tois says Nira the Bishavi L'Shem Avodah Zarah. We're talking about now where the statue was made L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Omar. Then it's also to look at it because you're not allowed to look at an Avodah Zarah. So maybe you're not allowed to look at a statue of an Avodah Zarah even in the weekday. So Tois Avulunoi. But if you have a statue that was just made for beautiful, it looks nice. Then Mutter. Then you are allowed to look at the statue. Kedemashrim Esmashrim Ebinyan Shol Kedoshim. Lehevi Mestakli Betzurta Dezuzo Mechlad Yachruni Hevi Mestakli. The Gemara says certain people were called Kedoshim. Why were they called Kedoshim? Because they didn't look at any tzura at all. They didn't look even on the money, on a coin. You had a tzura, they didn't look at that tzura. So they were called Kedoshim. Mashrim, only them, they didn't look. But other people are allowed to look. So here the Gemara says you can't look at any statue. So therefore, Torah learns only talking about a statue that was made the Shema Avodah Zarah. Anyway, it's Bano. So the Rosh's Mashma, it was made the Shema Avodah Zarah, but they didn't worship it yet. So it doesn't have the Yisuriya no, maybe of an Avodah Zarah, but our Kopotim is also to look at it, because you're looking at something that's made for an Avodah Zarah. And that's the Pasuk Al Tifnu El Holilim. Don't turn to look to the Getchkes that you made up. That's also Bechol. But if it's not made the shame of Avodah Zarah, then you're allowed to look at the picture. But to read the Ksav, it's also to read it, because we're going to say, maybe you come to read Shtori Adjoitis. We'll see more halacha about this. We'll learn Shin Zayin soon. Right. Mafis Odim Esponov. The Mishnah says, you're allowed to make a girl. Because if you have different portions, pieces of the chicken in the house, you want to give it out to all the kids. You like to make a girl, each one picks a number here, and you get number one, you get portion number one, number two, you get portion number two. It's more to do it in your own house. Mishnah says, Mafisodim imbonav im b'nei beisoy, ala shulchan. So the Gemara, imbonav im b'nei beisoy in. It's mashmik, you only make a girl to give out the portions with your own family. V'yimachaloi, if you have other guests at your house, you can't make a girl to see who's going to get which portion. My timer, what's the easiest of making a girl? You have 10 portions of chicken, you have 10 guests. Let's make a girl. Numbers 1, 2, 3. Whoever picks out 1 gets portion number 1. Why not? So the Mark of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. V'nei chaburam ha-makpidim zel zeh. If we have people of chabura, friends of people that do things together, that are makbit zel zel, they're very makbit stingy to make sure that if we have to divide up a suda, we have to get the exact amount. If you get 10 ounces of soda, I have to get 10 ounces of soda, and you have to get 10 ounces of soda. The very makbit, everybody gets the same amount. We're not going to be moichel one upon the other. They're not moichel mavater anything. We're b'nei chabura, we're b'shut fesim, and we divide up the food, but very much, but everybody gets the exact amount of whatever I get, you have to get exactly the other amount. And what does he say? What's halachim? Is people that are makbid like this, you should know, oivri mishamida. Hey, so they do this on Shabbos or on Yotiv, where they divide up, they're over the Yisra of Midah. Because they're going to have to measure it off exactly to know how much you get, how much I get. Lamashal, if I give somebody half a cup of soda, they don't stop give you half a cup. They take the measuring cup first, pour it into the measuring cup. You're getting 4.5 ounces, okay? He gets 4.5 ounces. That's also to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not allowed to measure off something on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You know, these people are over the Yisra Midah or Mishra Mishkal, the same thing, they're going to weigh it out. If you're going to get a half a pound of meat, so you're going to make sure the other one also gets the half a pound. So you're going to put the meat on the scale. It's also to weigh things on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Or Mishra Minyan, they're going to count it also. Now they're count something to give out on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Vaitu Mishum Lovin Uparim. They're also Mishum Lovin Uparim for Yom Tov. It means you're not allowed to lend things, you're not allowed to pay back things on Yom Tov. So when they lend, they pay back for them, it's called Lovin Uparim. So Drashi, the Gozabu Rabbonin, Shemi Yichtav. There's a gzera, maybe you come to write down. So when these people are makbid right now, like when I give you, it's as if I'm giving you, and the next portion you give me is like you're paying me back. You're not allowed to pay back on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Are over these Yisurim. There's the Ari Mishamidim, Mishamishom, 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 Mishamishom,